Welcome to the Sexy Mama Podcast, the place to be for a sexy mom life that turns you on. Overcome the mom guilt, spice up your sex life, and do the shit that matters to you.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Sexy Mama Podcast. I'm Lucy Lampe, your host, and I have a question for you. What could you do right now in your life if a fear of rejection didn't stop you? Earlier in the week, I had a conversation with a friend. We reconnected, a friend from college. We reconnected, and it had been several years. And he said, you know, there are some things I want to do in my life, and I'm not exactly sure what they are. I just know that it has to do with this category of things and this thing and this thing. And I want to inspire people and help people have better lives. And he said, it's not that I'm afraid of failing, but I don't know. Like I don't have enough of it figured out to do something about it. And we had a whole exchange back and forth. Basically, this is what I suggested. You got to stop waiting for permission. Whose permission are you waiting for? And here's the thing. Nobody can give us permission. Like nobody else's permission counts except for our own. What happens when we get other people's permission, meaning this, other people say, hey, go for it. Hey, here's a plan. Here's a blueprint. Hey, it's okay. This is your time. This is your year. And then that validates what we already know we got to do in our hearts. And then we give ourselves permission. So what if we just gave ourselves permission from the beginning and skipped all that other stuff and didn't even, you know, and then that's just like icing on the cake where people see that you're going for what your heart is telling you to do. But to do that, we've got to get over, or not get over, but at least not let it stop us, the fear of rejection. Now, a fear of failure and a fear of rejection, not exactly the same thing, but they are very closely related because of this. Think about this. If my friend goes for it with his passion, with this idea that he has, and he fails, it's not like the sting of failure in itself. I mean, that stings, okay? You guys have been there so many, many, many times, and I'm sure you have too as an entrepreneur. When something fails, or when you fail at something, there's that sting of like, oh, it didn't work. Damn it, I put so much effort into it, or maybe you didn't put that much time into it. Maybe you've put years into it, and it failed. It didn't work. Now, this whole definition of failure is something else for another episode, but let's just keep it simple for now. Is the sting really deeply that thing that you were doing failed? Or is it that other people saw that it failed? Because that was really the root of what was going on with my friend. It's not that he was afraid to fail, but when he failed, who's going to watch? Who's going to see that he failed? And what are they going to think? So, well, I don't know what this is bringing up in you, what this is ringing true for you, but I simply want to ask you this today on this Saturday, this weekend, for you to think about as you go into a new week. What could you do in your life if a fear of rejection couldn't stop you? I don't believe we could ever fully do away with the fear of rejection. I think it's very innate. It's very natural because we're human beings. After all, that's not something that's going to change until we're out of these bodies. But it's just like fear. You know, when you have fear, because you have fear, you can have courage. There is no courage without fear. There literally is no courage without fear. So it's not about doing away with the fear of rejection. It's having it and doing the thing anyways. And being like, fuck this fear of rejection. My heart is telling me to do this, to say this, to go there. And damn it, I'm going to do it. And if I fail, I fail. If I succeed, I succeed. Whatever happens, I know that I'm in integrity, in alignment with my heart, and I'm going for it. And you guys, there are many things right now, several more things right now than have been going on at once in several years in my life that I am full on going for. And I don't know how many of them I'm going to quote unquote succeed at, but damn it, I am going for it because that's what my heart is telling me to do. So anyway, think about that question over the weekend. What could you do if a fear of rejection couldn't stop you? And I hope you have a fantastic weekend. And of course, as always, feel free to check out the mother site at sexymamamovement.com for more resources, books, and all that good stuff. All right, everyone, have a great weekend. And here is to you and your sexy life.
Thank you for tuning in to the Sexy Mama Podcast. Get more resources for your sexy mom life at sexymamamovement.com.